Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Lok Sabha has taken up the discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay in 1875. Initiating the discussion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the mantra of Vande Mataram gave power and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom movement. He said, "Remembering the sacred Vande Mataram today is a great privilege for all members of this house and the countrymen." Mr. Modi said that 150 years of Vande Mataram is an opportunity to re-establish that great chapter and the glory. He added that the national song Vande Mataram brought the country independence in 1947. The Prime Minister said Vande Mataram is the force that drives the people to achieve the dreams of the freedom fighters envisioned.
हमारे जांबाज सपूत बिना किसी डर के फांसी के तख्त पर चढ़ते थे और आखिरी सांस तक वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम यही उनका भाव घोष रहता था। खुदीराम बोस, मदनलाल ढींगरा, रामप्रसाद बिस्मिल, अशफाकउल्लाह खान, रोशन सिंह, राजेंद्र नाथ लाहिड़ी, रामकृष्ण विश्वास, अनगिनत जिन्होंने वंदे मातरम कहते कहते फांसी के फंदे को अपने गले पर लगाया था।
Prime Minister Modi said when Vande Mataram celebrated its 100th anniversary, the country was shaken by the emergency. He added that when the national song should have been celebrated with great fervor, the Constitution of India was strangled and those who lived and died for patriotism were imprisoned behind bars. Prime Minister Modi said Vande Mataram is not just a mantra for political freedom, but it was a sacred war cry to rid Bharat Mata of the shackles of colonialism. He said Vande Mataram rekindled an idea deeply rooted in India for thousands of years. The Prime Minister said Vande Mataram was written at a time of uprising against the British government for unleashing various forms of oppression. Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Rammohan Naidu has said that there will be no compromise on air safety as it is the topmost priority for the government. In reply to supplementaries regarding the implementation of the fly duty time limitations or FDTL guidelines, Mr. Naidu informed the Rajya Sabha that the government is conducting an inquiry in connection with the situation leading to cancellation of several flights due to which passengers had to face a lot of difficulties. He said the government is not taking the situation lightly and very strict action will be taken in the matter. He said that the government will set an example for all the airlines if there is any non-compliance or non-adherence of the guidelines by any person, any organization of any operator functioning in the civil aviation by taking strict action.
We are not taking this situation easily. We are doing an inquiry and we will take very, very strict action, not only for this situation. If there is any miscompliance, any non-compliance or non-adherence for any single person, any entity or any organization or any operator functioning in this civil aviation, we will take very, very strict action so that we set an example in the industry.
The minister said that inconvenience faced by the passengers due to cancellation of IndiGo flights was linked to IndiGo's internal crew rostering and operational planning, not the aircraft maintenance and scheduling system or AMSS. Mr. Naidu said that the ministry also held a meeting with IndiGo on FDTL guidelines on the 1st of this month itself and clarification was given to the operator on what was required, but IndiGo did not flag the issue of crew rostering at that time. In Chhattisgarh's Khairagarh district, 12 Maoists surrendered today. Those laying down arms include Ramdhir Majji, a member of the Central Committee of the Maoists and a top Naxal leader. Rajya Sabha has taken up the Health Security, Say National Security Cess Bill 2025 for discussion. The bill proposes to levy a cess on production of goods such as pan masala and any other goods that may be notified by the central government. And benchmark domestic equity indices closed on a bearish note today. Indices opened in negative territory and extended their losses throughout the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.